6:53, Wayless MD and Wellness, South Park Plaza in Kenosha. Sherry Stoka joins us now. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Question Man is here, and we've got a couple of questions from the Rain Barrel this morning. Lots to get to, so let's dive right in, Mr. Question Man, and hit number one.
Okay, number one has to do with fat in the diet. How can I reduce fat in my diet when it's in, I like this, literally everything?
It is.
And what are healthy fats? So maybe a pair of questions there.
Yes. So that's such a great question. And I would first say, you know, look at your diet, you know, look at the foods that you're eating, because again, it kind of goes down to, you know, is this a diet that consists primarily of whole foods, or is it processed foods? Is it eating out in restaurants and that type of thing? Because if you are eating relatively healthy, you know, whole foods, lean protein, fruit, vegetables, and again, the healthy fats, which I'll talk a little bit about, you know, you don't really have to worry about the amount of fat. I would say, you know, because we talk about this all the time, you know, people have this fear of fat when really we should be looking at the sugars in our diet. I mean, the sugars are what is really foundationally causing all of these other issues. So I know that's, you know, it doesn't give a very specific answer, but fats can be really healthy. And when you are talking about the healthy fats, you know, some of those things can be olive oil, you know, the healthier oils. So avocado oil, coconut oil, nuts, seeds, avocado, you know, things like that. They're more unsaturated fats that are so important to overall health and so good for inflammation in the body. So hopefully that helps a little bit. I would say, though, I think there's a lot of confusion with the oils out there. I would advise everyone to stay away from, like, the vegetable oils, the corn oils, even canola oil. I know there's been, like, some recent commercials about that, but those are very bad, unhealthy oils.
All right, number two, Mr. Question Man.
It has to do with the grocery store experience. Is there a way to know what's healthy while I'm at the store? And I think they're talking here, what ingredients and nutrition facts am I looking for?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, that's another really difficult question to answer, you know, in short. But what I would encourage anyone who is more in, we actually put a whole video together on this to help people navigate the grocery store. So if you reach out to us, we'll be happy to send that to you. But I would say, you know, general rule of thumb, stay to the perimeter, avoid the inner aisles that are full of the packaged foods. Looking at ingredients and added sugars is huge on the label. It's huge. And I will say the ingredients probably now is like what's more important, because we have weight issues because of the non-food items that we're eating, the chemicals, the additives, the preservatives. Look at the ingredient list. If there is a list that is more than like five ingredients, don't even buy it. I mean, you would be shocked. Sometimes they go to the second part of a box because there's so many chemicals in these foods. So I would really hone in on the ingredients. If you're eating whole foods, you're going to get one or two ingredients. I mean, broccoli is not going to have anything else other than broccoli.
You don't inject chemicals into broccoli? Thank goodness for that. So
I'm telling you, it's getting crazy out there.
Shop the perimeter of the store. That's always the rule. Now, Sherry, want to talk about this year-long program you have going on at Wayless MD and Wellness, the Metabolic Balance 365. This is a great program. And it gives everybody out there a chance to get started and keep it going. That's the big thing about this.
Yes, absolutely. So one day I was just thinking that I wanted to offer something because, you know, weight loss is something you work at all the time. And I think we, as a society, we want to think that we can do something short-term and it has long-lasting effects. It's just like exercise. You don't work out for 3 weeks and hope and think that it's going to last for the rest of the year. It just doesn't work that way. So we created a program that is more of like a membership. It's kind of like a gym membership. So you pay a small monthly fee and you get up to three of our programs that are basically structured throughout the year. So you're doing our program at basically every 3 months. to keep you on track, to keep you engaged, and obviously keep you to either lose or maintain your weight.
You have the HCG and the HCA. Now, can I mix and match these programs, or is it a specific agenda for this?
Yes, exactly. So it's those two. So you can choose whichever one. So, you know, everyone has obviously they have different interests or, you know, based on their medical condition, one would be a better fit. So you can either do HCG, you can interchange them. It doesn't matter. Whatever works for the person.
It really is a good program because it is like a gym membership and it does keep you accountable. The Metabolic Balance 365, you can check out details at waylessmd.com. Now, Sherry Stoka, you know that first visit is absolutely free because you told us so. What do people have to do, Sherry?
Yes. As always, they can give us a call, 262-226-2046, or go to our website, waylessmd.com.
And to keep those questions coming, send them to Peter at WLIP.com, and we'll try to solve all your problems. Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness, multimedia star, stage screen and podcast. Sherry, thanks so much. Have a great week, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
Sherry Stoka.